Hello, Jim Conda Jr. here. Thanks for coming to this page, especially if you heard one of our radio ads. The Republicans are in great danger of losing the Congress by computer fraud, even though they will win it, probably. Marsha Blackburn, the congresswoman from Tennessee, is going to lose by computer, even though she'll win. She'll lose by computer fraud if she does not raise this issue. The whole purpose of my commercials and of this page to try to get to Trump, especially Marsha Blackburn, the Freedom Caucus, and get them to raise this issue in public. They need to say, we want open counts, not these secret computer counts. And if not, we're coming to look at the ballot images and the ballots right after the election, because they've been destroying ballots and ballot images in these elections. Key ones like Austin, Texas, like Alabama in the special election with Judge Moore and Doug Jones, and when Debbie Wasserman Schultz was running for re-election in the 2016 primary, they destroyed the ballots and the ballot images because they published that she won, and undoubtedly she lost, or they wouldn't have had to destroy all the ballots. So the two things below that will tell you everything, there's websites as well for if you want to know what happens to your vote from the time you vote till they announce the results on TV. That's at electionnightgatekeepers.com. But the two videos are my encounter with Trump about computer vote fraud, which is 51 minutes. It's a radio show we did at KRC, and how I, by a minor miracle, caught up with Trump in Iowa, handed him documentation on a sheet of paper and talked to him for a minute or so. And then afterwards, for whatever reason, he began bringing up that I'm afraid they're going to rig the election against me, which needs to be brought up again, this time by Trump, Blackburn, and the Freedom Caucus. And if they can't get an open count, which we won't get one this time again, then they needed to say, we're going to come and look at the ballots and the ballot images the day after the election if we question the results. And then when they make that a national issue in public, probably the big three companies that are running 99% of our, processing 99% of our votes, probably they'll back down rather than be in a bunch of noisy public lawsuits. But in general, with the exception of Trump, all the Republicans have been brain dead, and even the Democrats should be demanding this. It is unconscionable for a candidate to demand your money and your time if they're not going to ask for a fair count. This was known by everybody in the first 180 years of this country. Now, once they started shoving computers in the 1970s, everybody went brain dead. So anyway, that's an overview of what this is all about. Appreciate you listening and looking at this information. Spread the word. Call your representatives, and especially the Freedom Caucus people in Congress, Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, the congresswoman from Tennessee, and President Trump, to bring this up loudly before the 2018 election. I'm afraid we're going to wake up and see that the big media and their co-conspirators, the three big companies, say, oh, you lost. The Democrats took over Congress. Marsha Blackburn lost by a hair in Tennessee. We don't want that to happen. I've been putting on my radio ads to try to sound the alarm, but my voice is not big enough. So we got to hopefully get the attention of President Trump again. Thanks for listening. Jim Conda Jr. over and out.